We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You want to see the Steelers get a long-term deal done with Le'Veon Bell? They're running out of time. 3 hours and 15 minutes until the deadline. 412-928-9370. If the Steelers offered the same deal as last year, would you be okay with that? 5 years at $60 million? $12 million a year?
Yeah, I would. I would. Now he's a year older. He's got 400 and some touches more on his belt. But again, I'm not worried about the fourth and fifth year here. I want him, and I think Jeff Hathorn said it very well. He wants him here as long as Ben's here and Antonio's here, and I feel the same way. The line signed for at least – 2 more years with the exception of Ramon Foster, who's up at the end of this year. I like where this offense is, and I want to see what they can do.
Yeah.
Now, by paying him that much, does your defense suffer? That's a valid point.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
And plus, I certainly respect that opinion.
I think that you could make a case that at 27, 28, he's still going to be a really productive running back. I also like the way this team drafts offensive skill position players. They found Bell in the second round. They found Antonio Brown in the sixth round. They find skill players. So if I have to go back in the draft and find a running back in next year, I like that idea. Because you're finding four or five rookie running backs a year that put a big...
And I'm okay with that, too. I'm not saying you pay him whatever he wants. I'm okay with going into next year without him, because next year you'll have that money and you'll have time to prepare. My only point is if he gets hurt this year, they're in real trouble.
Well, because the backup plan is James Conner.
Right. Or Stephen Ridley. Right.
Which if Stephen Ridley's paying over a guy you picked in the third round, that doesn't bode well for Conner's prospects or chances
of
being
saying
a good... No, I know. I gotcha. Here's Lou. He's on the fan. Hi, Lou.
Hey, guys. I just was thinking as you guys were just talking over, I think I would give him the deal if it's what you just said, the same from last year. I wouldn't give him that extra guaranteed money. And in all honesty, there's one fact that nobody really has mentioned. I think the cap goes up a couple of million this year too, right?
Yep.
3 or 4 million or something?
Yep, that's right.
All right, so that could maybe help offset as far as, you know, if we did give him the 12. But here's the reality of it, though, guys. He's not going to sign. And it's going to come down to... You know, I said this a couple of different times. I mean, you know, nobody could dispute this guy's ability. Whether you want him to be signed or not want him to be signed, we all, I think, agree that he's an exceptional ball player, right? The problem is his character, his person. And that's the things that why your poll is 57% and why I wouldn't be that upset if they don't sign him at all either. Where the Steelers need to do is this. You have to put a line in the sand at some point in time, whether he's a superstar or not. And unfortunately for him, if he doesn't sign with us, this is what's going to happen to Le'Veon Bell. This is my prediction. He will go to, like Ron said, in Indianapolis, or some team will be stupid enough to give him $16 or $17 million a year with no offensive line, no quarterback to speak of, and he will slowly disappear. The NFL running back position, the production is based off three things: your offensive line, your quarterback, and can you spread the ball out? His skill is the main reason why he does well, but the talent around him is a big reason why he is who he is. If he goes to the Colts, he's going to disappear. One last thing, guys, before you hang up on me. Did you guys see the poll or the on the bottom of the scroll on NFL Network with the players – you know, vote for the top 50 players in the league, or
yes,
top 100 players in
yeah,
the league?
Yeah, Bell was fifth.
There's one team in the entire NFL, guys, I went through the list, that has six players in the top 50. You know what team that is?
I think it's the Steelers, right?
Well, they have three in the top 18, if you count Ben at 18, Le'Veon at 5, and Antonio at 2.
Right? You got Haywood there. You have, actually, Ryan Shazier was there. And David DeCastro. We're the only team in the league to have six players in the top 50. And that's voted by the players. That, to me, is an indictment on how we haven't won a Super Bowl in the last 10 years.
Yeah, I think you could jump to that conclusion, Ron.
Well, I think it takes more than six to win a Super Bowl. 22 out on the field at the time. Yeah, I mean, at times is the offense underachieved? I think you can say that, yeah.
The
defense, one of those players you mentioned is Shazier.
He's
not even there.
The offense has underachieved because it is now counted on to carry this team. With the amount of money that they've invested in the offense, it has to be a dominant unit. And last year, it wasn't dominant enough. Now, look, I'll tell you one thing with Le'Veon Bell, and I don't know how you feel about this, Ron. I would not sign up. If I'm paying $14.5 million for the Le'Veon Bell I got in 2017, I'm not going for that. Because the way he started the season, I think, really hurt this team.
I don't know that they win in Chicago. Even if he had better numbers that day, I don't know that.
I mean, they lost by
all
a razor-thin margin that day, though,
Ron. The second half of the season, their offense was terrific, and they scored 42 points in the AFC Championship game, and he contributed mightily to those 42 points. The touchdown catch was as good as any just about I saw all year. So I would take what he gave them last year. I would like it to start a little faster, but he was good enough to help them go 13-3. And then he was good enough to help them score 42 points in the playoff game, and their defense was just so bad.
Daryl's next. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, guys. Good discussion. But I agree with Ron said. I was going to harp on that. Just can't poo-poo that type of talent away. And he's going to get paid next year if he stays healthy. But let me just say this. People keep saying he should have took that deal last year. Why would he take a deal that guarantees 1 year when he knows they're going to franchise him again the second year, and he's got 2 years guaranteed? That's a stupid deal.
He didn't have 2 years guaranteed, because if he had a bad season, he does now. But if he had a bad season last year, they didn't have to pay him. They didn't have to pay him $14 million.
Well, that's why he wouldn't take it. That's why he didn't sign it. Because if he has a good year, I mean, it's give and take. He understands that. If he gets hurt, he's still going to be a free agent.
Yeah, but by your logic, he cost himself money in the first 2 years. Because if he had taken the deal, he would have made 30. Yes, he did.
Well, but that's if he stays healthy. If he doesn't stay healthy, he doesn't make that second year. But knowing that if he stays, he's still going to get $14 million. He'd rather give up the $4 million. 26 versus what he made, 12 last year, he's making 14, 26 versus 4, but he knows if I stay healthy, I'm going to get that money anyway. But if I don't, I'm going to lose $14 million. If I don't stay healthy, I'm going to potentially lose $14 million. So it's a give-and-take situation, but let me just say this. A couple of things. First of all, let's leave the character discussions out of it. The NFL doesn't care about character unless it's on tape. He's a good player. He's a great player. Secondly, let's not assume that some bum team are going to sign him next year. Because there might be cap situations where, you know, just say Denver or, God forbid, New England comes up with money. Now, you hurt your team.
Well, even think about what Lou said. If the Colts got Andrew Luck healthy and they put Le'Veon Bell behind him next year, that would look pretty good to me.
I don't know what their line status is, but
But Ron, he's the kind of player, and I agree with everything you say, he's the kind of player. He's a transcendent player. Let's not get
well. I do agree with that, but he still needs those guys up front. Thanks, Daryl.
Understood.
We appreciate it, man.
Yeah, you know, a lot of opinions on this.
It's a great topic,
and you know, it looks like we will have an answer. We feel like we've had an answer since he turned down the contract last year,
days ago, right?
Yeah. All right, we'll continue to have this conversation throughout the day. Joe Starkey comes on at 2 o'clock. 412-928-9370 if you want to join us. I've got a four-pack of passes to the Westmoreland County Air Show, July 28th and 29th at the Arnold Palmer Regional Airport in Latrobe to give away. We'll take caller 3 to 412-928-9370. It's Cook and Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.